弟兄姐妹们，主日平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you.
各位母亲，母亲节快乐。
All the mothers, happy Mother's Day.
以往我们的主日只有一个主角，就是我们的神。今天比较特别，好像又有另外一个主角，就是我们的母亲。
In all the past Sundays, there's only, you know, we only come for one God. But today, there's another focus as well as our mothers.
今天我要跟大家分享的题目是母亲亦伟亦微。
Today, the topic that I want to share with you is mothers, great and vulnerable.
我们先来读两段经文。
Let's read together the scriptures.
妇人说，主啊，你敢在，我敢在你面前起誓，从前在你这里站着祈求耶和华的那妇人就是我。我祈求为要得这孩子，耶和华已将我所求的赐给我，所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。
And she said, Oh, my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord.
妇人岂能忘记他吃奶的婴孩，不联系他所生的儿子？既或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you.
当我们纵览圣经里面所记载的与母亲有关的人物或事件，我们很难找到称职的母亲。
When we look at all the mother figures that are mentioned in the Bible, it's hard to find a quote-unquote well-qualified mother.
这包括耶稣的母亲，撒母耳的母亲。
This includes Jesus' mother, Samuel's mother.
连神作之合的利百加也不称职。
Even Rebecca, whom God provided, is not quote-unquote well-qualified.
也许摩西的母亲稍微好一些，可惜记载的不多。我们连他叫什么名字都不知道。
Perhaps Moses' mother is a little better, but the Bible doesn't talk much about her. We don't even know what her name is.
圣经只是说孩子的母亲。
The Bible only refers to her as the child's mother.
而论到坏母亲呢，倒是可以找到好几个。
But in the Bible, we do see quite a few bad mothers.
最典型的就是亚哈谢的母亲耶洗别。
The most prominent one is Jeroboam's mother, Jezebel.
圣经说他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，效法他的父母，这当然包括他的母亲，又行尼巴的儿子耶罗波安使以色列人陷在罪里的事。
The Bible tells us in 1 Kings that he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his father and mother and done what was evil in the sight of the Lord. Walked in the ways of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat.
西罗底叫女儿借西利王的手杀施洗约翰。
You also see Herodias use her daughter to tell Herod to kill John the Baptist.
圣经说，他就出去对母亲说，我可以求什么呢？他母亲说，施洗约翰的头。
The Bible tells us in Mark that she went out and said to her mother, for what should I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist.
事实上，每一位母亲所遇到的事情都是独一无二的。
In reality, every mother's situation is unique.
每一位母亲所面对的挑战都各有不同。
Every mother faces different challenges.
每一位母亲所拥有的技能和才干各具特色。
Every mother has unique skills and talents.
每一位母亲所养育的孩子的性格及天分也各有特色。
And every mother raises children who are different in personality and in nature and talents.
所以要当一个称职的母亲，难度是非常大的。
So then to be a well-qualified mother is very difficult.
可是几乎每一位母亲都努力的要称职。
But almost every mother is striving to be well-qualified and trying to do a good job.
当我们提到母亲的时候，你会想到什么呢？
When we speak of mothers, what do you think of?
我所想到的是亦伟亦微。
I think of these two words, great, but also vulnerable.
很伟大，也很危险。
They're very great, but also put themselves in danger.
伟大是对儿女而言，他很伟大。
This greatness is to their children. They are great to them.
危险是对母亲而言，她时常处于危险当中。
And danger is to the mother. She is constantly being put in danger.
她的危险又分成两个部分。
There are two different dangers that she faces.
她的处境很危险。
Her circumstances are dangerous.
她也会给儿女带来危险。
But also brings danger to her children.
我们先来看她自己。
Let's look at herself, the mother, first.
首先她是觅事行踪，喜忧参半。
First, she is searching, searching for the secret room, and it's a mixture of joyfulness and anxiousness.
为什么会我用觅事？
Why am I using the secret room?
因为她要成为母亲之前，她先要冒一个很大的风险。
Because before this woman becomes a mother, she has to go through great difficulties.
因为她先要结婚
，because she has to go through marriage first.
她要进入一个完全陌生的环境当中。
She's going into a foreign circumstance.
所以有人会得一个叫做婚前恐惧症。
So some people experience this premarital anxiety.
我们没有听到有父亲或者男人得婚前恐惧症的。
We rarely hear that.
很少。
Men have premarital anxiety. Very few.
我们常听到。你的要结婚之前有婚前恐惧症。
But we hear the woman having this anxiety before marriage.
因为她要进到一个陌生的环境当中去。
Because she's going into a foreign environment.
她将来要面对的公公婆婆的关系怎么样处理。
She has to deal with the relationships with her in-laws.
如果再加上几个小姑大姑，那就更糟糕了。
If you have a couple more relatives, that's even more troublesome.
她的生活起居、吃喝拉撒睡的习惯呢？
What about adjustment to different life habits?
旁边睡着一个一直在打呼的怎么办？
You have a husband who's always snoring next to you. What do you do?
我们福建人还更糟糕。
We people from Fujian, it's even worse.
如果有重要客人来的时候，那在结婚典礼的时候，当然会有很多重要的客人来。
If we have important guests come, you know, obviously during marriages, important guests will come.
除了第一天晚上之后，你的房子就要让给那个重要客人了。
You know, after the first day, your house will be given to these important guests.
你刚刚新婚的那个床要让陌生人去睡了。
Our newly wedded bed will be lent to strangers to sleep in.
结完婚之后，你能还不可以上桌吃饭？
After marriage, you might not even be at the table to eat with them.
在家里你是宝贝，到这边来你要去厨房里面。
At home, you're precious, but here, you have to go into the kitchen and work.
所有的这些你还不可以抱怨的。
So all these things you cannot complain.
所以我们说这是密室行踪。
So we say this is looking for the secret room.
圣经里面也告诉我们说，以撒四十岁的时候娶了赫人比利的女儿尤迪，以赫人以伦的女儿巴实伦为妻。
The Bible tells us that when Esau was 40 years old, he took Judith, the daughter of Beeri, and the Hittite to be his wife.
他们常使以撒跟利百加心里愁烦。
And it says that they made life bitter for Isaac and Rebekah.
圣经没有说这两个妻子心里有没有愁烦。
The Bible doesn't tell us that if these wives have grudges against each other.
因为所有的错都是你们嘛。
Because, you know, all that is wrong is you guys, is Isaac and Rebekah.
其实这个愁烦是双方的。
But this grudge is really, this conflict is both ways.
特别是这种跨文化的冲击。
Especially these cross-cultural conflicts.
就更多的仇烦在里面。
There are even more conflicts.
如果所嫁的丈夫不善心呢？
If you have a husband that doesn't treat her well,
那麻烦就更大了。
Then that's even more troublesome.
因为丈夫不愿意站在你的这一边去想。
Because the husband is not thinking about you, is not on your side.
整天要叫你孝敬父母。
The husband is just telling you to honor parents.
整天要叫你来适应这个家庭的生活习惯。
The husband is just telling you to get used to the life of this family.
那你在这个家里面就是很孤独的，因为你只有一个人。
So for this wife, it's very lonely to be in this household because you're by yourself.
万一丈夫再有什么不幸，
If something happens to the husband,
那你已经是泼出去的水了。
that's a, you know, water, a cup of water that's already poured out. You can't take it back.
那如果成为路德,
if they become like Ruth, it's considered fortunate. Because her in-law was very good to her. What if they become like Tamar? The in-laws will give you many unfair treatments.
母亲的家,
you can't go back to your mother's house.
那怎么办?
What do you do?
所以中国有一句话叫做男怕入错行，女怕嫁错郎。
So in Chinese culture, we have this saying that the men fear going into the wrong profession, and the women fear marrying the wrong man.
所以一个女人在成为母亲之前，就要为爱冒险进入一个未知的密室去。
So a woman, even before they become a mother, they have to, for love, they have to go into the secret, this unknown territory. To look for happiness. And to even have a chance to become a mother to her children. So I say this is a very great journey that the mothers take. And this journey is just beginning. Because then you have to go through the mission of passing down the generations. This is something that they cannot control themselves. So they have to wait for God to provide. Maybe they'll go through the struggles of Hannah and Tamar. They may be married for many years and not have children. The pressure is becoming greater and it's even harder to conceive. Everybody in the family is just watching your stomach. You know, seeing if there's a bump on one day. You know, if any day you eat a lot more, then they become happy. But then they become disappointed when you digest the food. Well, you know, finally one day you are pregnant. You have to have carry that child for 10 months. You know, as my stomach is getting larger, you know, I'm realizing that it's a very uncomfortable feeling.
10 months,
you have to live with this stomach in front of you and live with it.
你走路要小心,
you have to be careful in how you walk.
你坐下要小心,
you have to be careful how you sit.
你做什么事情都要小心,
whatever you do, you have to be careful.
要不然万一没有了怎么办?
Or else you might lose the child.
即使有时候很小心, 也会出现意外。
You know, even sometimes, even if you're very careful, accidents still happen.
万一太小心, 到时候又难产, 怎么办?
You know, what if you're too careful and you have trouble delivering the child?
因为孩子太胖了, 太大了,
because the child is too fat and then too big.
而生下来的, 万一是个女儿, 怎么办?
And what if, you know, you give birth to a daughter instead of a son?
哇,
in Chinese culture, this is a very high pressure thing.
连生三个女儿之后，第四个就要招弟了。
If you have three daughters in a row, the fourth, you're looking for a little brother. So you have to use the name to call on this brother, this little brother to come. Because only men can pass on the generations. And after 10 months of pregnancy is over, you can't even guarantee that the child will be healthily born or even the mother will be safe during this time. You know, obviously with C-sections nowadays with the technology, it's a little bit better. But it's hard to imagine on my stomach, you know, there's a couple incisions on my stomach.
所以你会看到,
so you can see, becoming a mother is a very dangerous thing.
即使这一切都顺利,
Even though all these things go smoothly,
还要经历生产之痛。
They still go through the pains of labor.
有人说这是全世界最痛的，我们没有经历过。
Some people say this is the most painful thing in the world, and we have never experienced this.
而这一切也伴随着生命的危险。
And all these things come with life danger to their lives.
我们常常会在电视上面看到。
We see on the television.
保大还是保小？要保留大人还是小孩？
Oh, see, do you want to save the mother or the child?
因为有时候很难。
Sometimes it's a very difficult choice.
中国的传统是什么？
What's the Chinese culture?
保小。
Save the child.
因为这是血脉。
Because this is your blood. This is passing down the generations.
从圣经的角度是保大还是保小？
From the biblical perspective, do you say the child or the mother?
从圣经的角度是保妈妈。
From the biblical perspective, you save the mother.
这是另外的，我们今天不再说了。
This is a different topic. We won't talk anymore about it.
所以这是很伟大的。
But this is a very great thing that the mothers do.
接下来有了孩子之后，又要遇到更大的困难。
And third, after you have a child, you have even more difficulties.
职业家庭难难兼顾。
The work, you know, family or profession, it's hard to keep both.
一岁的吉米看见母亲换好衣服准备出门上班，就开始哭闹不停了。
One-year-old Jimmy sees his mother getting dressed for work and becomes crying nonstop.
十岁的玛丽则抱怨放学回家之后空无一人，也痛恨整个假期要跟保姆作伴。
And 10-year-old Mary is complaining that when she comes home from school, there's no one at home. And in the summer, she only has her nanny to accompany her.
12 岁的汤姆上星期五开始旷课了。
12-year-old Tom skipped school last Friday.
15岁的威廉有一批朋友下周会去上少年法庭，因为他们开始吸迷幻药。
15-year-old William has a group of friends that are due to appear in court because they were taking LCDs.
这是职业母亲的光景。
And this is what a working mom experiences.
丈夫成天加班，谁来照顾这群生龙活虎的小伙子呢？
The husband is working overtime. Who is going to take care of the children?
当然是母亲了。
Of course, it's going to be the mother.
这是玛丽。拉尔森在《兼差的母亲》里面所描述的。
This is what Martha Larson described in The Concurrent Mother.
我们在座的很多的母亲。
There are many mothers here.
论他们的才华，并不输给男人。
You know, in terms of abilities, they're not any worse than men.
可是面对家庭的压力呢？
But facing the pressure of family?
职业妇女以家庭妇女左右为难。
Professional mom or housewife, it's a difficult choice to make.
虽然古人说养不教，父之过。
Even though, you know, people of old will say, you know, the dad, the father is the one who needs to nurture the child and care, teach the child.
可是现在孩子的教育基本上都是落在母亲的身上。
But in modern families, mothers bear the brunt of the burden for caring and for teaching the children.
孩子品学兼优，身量与爱主的心一起增长，离不开母亲的指教。
The children's growth in character, in love for the Lord, that cannot be separated from their mother's teaching.
正如圣经所说的，不可离弃母亲的指教。
As it says in Proverbs 6, that they would not forsake not your mother's teachings.
可是教养孩子，谁敢保证呢？
But teaching their children, who can guarantee such a thing?
孩子教养好了，光宗耀祖，荣神益人。
You know, if a child is taught well, honor the family, and they'll glorify the Lord and help people.
孩子教养差一点，光宗耀祖，可是他不信主，灵魂失散怎么办？
But if a child is not taught as well, they might still honor the family, but they may not honor the Lord, and their soul is lost.
他们考上哈佛，可是他们不信主，一辈子都不信，怎么办？
They may go to Harvard, but if they don't believe in the Lord, what do you do?
哪一样更重要?
Which one is more important?
还有孩子养坏了。
And even more, you know, if the child is taught badly,
辱没门分, 神怒人厌怎么办？
And dishonors the family and displeases God and people don't like them. What do you do?
孩子的好坏并不能完全依赖母亲，但母亲的责任却是非常的重大。
Whatever a child turns out well or not, it's not completely dependent on the mother, but the mother's role is very important.
我们也不能说每一个不好的孩子、不信主的孩子都是父母的，都是母亲的责任。
We can't say that, you know, every child that doesn't believe in the God is because of their parents. We can't say that.
可是我们很自然的第一反应就是父母不好。
But naturally we say, oh, it's the parents' fault.
或者母亲不好。
Or the mother's fault.
丈夫也会责备母亲说，你怎么教的孩子？
And the husband will often say to the mother, you know, why did you teach your child this way?
圣经也告诉我们说，犯众的儿子使母亲羞愧。
The Bible also tells us that a child left himself brings shame to his mother.
所以在教育家庭方面，特别是养育孩子方面。
So in the family, especially in educating children,
母亲也是冒很大的风险。
The mothers face a lot of danger as well.
孩子养好了，荣神益人。
If a child is taught well, he glorifies God and helps others.
孩子走差了，忧心他们的灵魂生命。
But if the child goes sideways, the mothers will worry about their spiritual life and if they will harm themselves.
孩子危害社会，更是会内疚羞耻。
And if the child harms society, the mother will feel guilt and shame.
现在的母亲在职业能力及所受教育上并不比别人差。
Mothers in their abilities, skills, education is not worse than anyone else.
甚至不比她的丈夫差。
And it's not any worse than her husband.
甚至更优秀
and maybe even better.
可是许多母亲为了孩子宁愿选择牺牲自己
But many mothers for their children they sacrifice themselves.
他们选择不要升职
They choose to not have that promotion.
甚至选择是做职业母亲
And they even choose to be a stay-at-home mom.
母亲在家庭与职业方面是牺牲很大的
Mothers sacrifice much in both their families and in their professions.
付出很多
They give a lot.
所以我说他很伟大。
So I say that the mothers are great.
而他们的身份呢？角色呢？
And what about their identity?
亲疏难辨。
It's hard to discern between family or stranger.
母亲是家里面少有的外姓人。
The mother is one of the few people in the family that have a foreign last name.
我们家所有人都姓黄，除了我妈。
You know, everybody in my family last name is Huang, except for, you know, my wife or my mom.
My mom.
Yeah, okay.
西方所以要改名字，可是道理一样，有很多在座的母亲并不愿意改吧。
Western culture, you know, demands the people to change their last names, but many here, you know, even here, do not change their last names.
不改的原因，你们比我更清楚。
You know, the reason why you don't change your last names, you're more familiar than I am.
结婚初始与家里其他的人基本上都是陌生人。
In the beginning of marriage, the family is consisted of strangers, with the exception of her husband.
除了自己的丈夫。
Only her husband is someone that she's familiar with.
这个我最有体会的。
This I am familiar with.
因为我当时嫁到北京的时候。
Because when I married over in Beijing,
结婚典礼的时候，除了第一排是我父母。
Then during the marriage ceremony, with the exception of the first row, which is my parents.
接下来两三百个人，我没有一个认识的。
And then the next 200, 300 people, I don't know any of them.
我当时就开始在发抖了。
At that time, I started trembling.
当然我回到家里面，我只有我跟师母。
When I went home, you know, obviously it was only me and my wife.
我还好一点。
It was a little bit better.
可是母亲们，还回到家里面一看，所有的人又都是陌生人了。
But mothers, when they come home with their husbands, they'll see a lot of strangers.
所以我们看到他们的这个身份怎么样。
So we see their identity, what do we think?
他在家里面很孤独。
In their families, they might be very lonely.
从圣经的教导，他原本丈夫是最亲近的。
From the teaching of the Bible,The wife is supposed to be closest to the husband.
可是现实生活却不然。
But reality is much different.
我们总是觉得父母最接近，因为有血缘关系。
We always feel that our parents are the closest because of the blood relation.
所以丈夫们到底是站在父 父母这一边呢，还是站在母亲这一边呢？
So the husbands, do they side with the parents or do they side with the wife?
所以我们常常还会问说，母亲跟妻子掉到河里，你先救谁？
So we often ask, you know, if the mother and the wife falls in the river, who do you save?
这个天大的难题我也不知道。
This very difficult decision, I don't know either.
所以我叫师母去学游泳。
So I told my wife to go learn how to swim.
所以这个对于自己的母亲，对于女人是一个很大的挑战。
So this for a mother is a very difficult thing.
这个尴尬要等到独立持家为止。
This awkward relationship is going to persist until they are independent from the husband's household.
可是等到孩子长大之后，又有别人要来抢你的孩子了。
But after the children grow up, there's someone else that will fight for your children's attention.
而事实上，无论孩子将来如何，母亲实际上是最关心、最爱护儿女的那一位。
In reality, no matter what happens to the children, the mother is often the one that cares for them the most.
将来孩子出了什么事情，最担心的还是母亲。
You know, something happens to the children, the one that worries the most is still the mother.
有统计数字说，绝大多数的植物人的护理是他们的母亲，而不是配偶或子女。
There's statistics that show that most people in a coma are cared for by their mothers and not by their spouses or their children.
我母亲跟我说，我即使到120，你还活着，你还是我儿子。
You know, my mother always tells me that, you know, if I live until I'm 120, and you're still my son.
所以这就是母亲。
This is a mother.
母亲，你的名字叫伟大。
Mothers, your names are greatness.
而你的位置却一直伴随着危险。
But your position is constantly putting you in danger.
在人与人的关系中，最能够为我们付出的往往是我们的母亲。
In interpersonal relationships, the one who sacrifices the most is usually our mothers.
最全身心为我们设想的也往往是母亲。
The one who thinks of us wholeheartedly is usually our mothers as well.
也许母亲为我们所做的不是最好的。
Perhaps what our mothers have done for us is not the quote-unquote the best.
甚至有不正确的。
It may not even be correct.
可往往却是他们认为最好的。
But it's often what the mother considers to be the best for us.
在我们庆祝母亲节的时候，
As we celebrate Mother's Day,
我借此呼吁所有的弟兄姐妹、朋友们，我们应当孝敬父母，常回家看看他们，特别是母亲。
I want to call on the brothers, the sisters, friends here, to honor your parents, to honor your family, to go home and see them frequently.
我们千万不要成为那种只是在母亲节陪母亲吃顿饭的人。
We ought not to become people that only go home and eat with our mothers on Mother's Day.
我对所有的母亲们说。
And I also want to speak to all the mothers.
人都很有限。
People are very limited.
我们再怎么按照我们自己认为最好的方式去教导、爱护、规划你们、规划他们的儿子，还有你们的生活。
We can use what we think is best to teach, to care, to plan for your children's future and lives.
都不如效法哈拿，将孩子引领到神面前，归于神。
But it is better to be like Hannah and bring your children before God and give their future to God.
让神来教导规划他们的人生，来得稳妥。
And let God guide, lead them, and plan out their lives.
我也对。在座的所有的儿女们说，
I also want to speak to all the children here, the sons and daughters.
人都很有限。
People are very limited.
我们永远都不会有一位十全十美称职的母亲。
We'll never have a perfectly qualified mother.
他们是时常心有余而力不足。
They may have great intentions, but they may not have the abilities to carry it out.
甚至会好心办坏事。
But they might even do the wrong thing with the right intention.
最近加州发生一件事情。
Recently, there was one incident that happened in California.
有一个母亲要去买东西，看到自己的孩子在后座睡着。
There was a mother who went to buy groceries and she saw that her child was sleeping in the back seat.
她不舍得唤醒她沉睡的孩子。
She didn't want to wake her sleeping child.
所以她就赶快进超市里面要去买东西，赶快出来。
So she hurriedly went into the grocery store to buy something to come back quickly.
后来被旁边的人看见了，去叫警察。
But people around her saw that and they called the cops.
警察告她虐待儿童。
And the cops accused her of child abuse.
这个还没发生大事。
This is not, you know, nothing serious has happened yet.
还有一些孩子就死在车里面。
There are some children who died in the car.
这原本她是为了使孩子不要唤醒可以睡觉。
You know, her intention is to not wake the child and to let him or her sleep in the car.
可是有时候会带来严重的后果。
But sometimes it brings serious consequences.
所以我们会看到。
So we see that.
有时候好心会办坏事。
Sometimes with the right intentions, you might do the wrong thing.
有时候我们太着重在孩子的学业。
Sometimes we put too much emphasis on our children's academics.
用我们的认为好的方式去逼他们。
We use what we think is the good way to pressure them.
可是使得他们到长大之后不信主了，或者走上歪路了。
But it might lead them to not believe in the Lord later on or to go on a different path.
但我们要想到。
But we have to think that.
他们都是尽自己所能的爱儿女，呵护儿女，用他们认为最好的方式来爱，来呵护。
That the mothers are using the way that they know how to, the way that they think is best, to love and care for their children.
这是所有做儿女的长大之后要明白的。
This is something that all the children, all the sons and daughters need to understand.
正如以赛亚书49章15节告诉我们。
Just like it says in Isaiah 49, verse 15.
妇人岂能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不联系她所生的儿子。
Can a woman forget her nursing child that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb?
他们爱得不够，不完全，呵护得不好，不正确，都是因为他们和我们一样，都是人，都不完美。但我们还有一位时刻爱我们，呵护我们的全能、全爱、完美的神。
Their love may not be complete, their care may not be perfect for us. It's because our mothers are like us. They're human and they're imperfect.But there is a perfect God who is caring and loving us.
并且他说，既或我们的母亲有忘记的，也就是有不完美的地方。
And this God tells us, our God tells us that even if a mother forgets, even if there's imperfections in our mother's ways,
他却不忘记你。
He will never forget you.
他永远记着我们。
He always remembers us.
那我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父神
Dear Heavenly Father,
今天在这里纪念母亲
Today we remember the mothers here.
我们感谢神你赐给我们这个母亲
We give you thanks that you have given us mothers.
虽然这位母亲我们无法做出选择
Even though we cannot make our choices when it comes to mothers.
但我们知道这位母亲一辈子都在呵护着我们
But we know that our mothers are always caring and loving for us.
虽然她并不完美
Even though they might not be perfect.
甚至有时候给我们很大的压力
It might give us much pressure.
但是她们所做的任何一件事情都是从她们内心当中为着爱我们而做的
But what they do is out of a heart of love for us.
我们求神你来祝福这些母亲。
We ask, Lord, that you will bless these mothers.
也来帮助我们可以更明白我们的母亲。
That you will help us to understand our mothers better.
让我们可以按照圣经的教导来孝敬我们的母亲。
That we may honor our mothers according to the Bible's teachings.
我们也求神你来祝福他们，加添给他们。
We ask, Lord, that you would bless them, that you would give them much strength.
求神你来保守爱护他们。
We pray that you would protect them and love them.
我们将我们所有的家庭来仰望在神你的手中。
We give you, Lord, all the families in this place into your hands.
我们所有的家庭都需要你来帮助。
All the families, we need your help.
让我们的家庭里面可以充满神的爱。
That our families may be filled with God's love.
充满神的祝福。
Filled with God's blessings.
让我们一起可以全家归主来到主你的面前。
That the whole family may be belonging to the Lord and come before you.
求神你来保守带领。
We ask God that you will bless and lead us.
我们这样的祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all these things in